Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
So good to hear those voices, those dulcet tones.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Well, give it a few minutes.
There's a tone for you.
When the people that you know don't like you. And your treasure friends. Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
I would say that was like a 5 on the butcher scale. It wasn't one of the
best.
Pretty
good. I'd like to start this meeting off by having
some candy. He's eating.
Oh, man.
I'm out in the office, and this is where we hide all of the Easter and Christmas contraband. So I've got, and you know, Lara is, she's as natural as she can possibly be with candy and food and that kind of stuff. So these are Black Forest Organic Bunny Gummies.
Black Forest Organic Bunny Gummies.
Bunny gummies. They're bunny-shaped gummies.
Well, that's not going to be annoying or sound bad.
Right. I think it's pretty tasty.
Are they not feeding you, man?
I didn't mean to wait until now, but she just came in a minute ago and said, I can't take the kids anymore. I need some candy. But then she realized she had to stay in here to eat it.
So is she just eating candy?
There'd be questions, and like
pulling the curtain out, just looking out the yard with while eating the candy, seeing if anybody can find it. Yeah, I'm in the process of solving a dog problem. As soon as this podcast started, there seems to be some type of dog problem with my son. So I missed all that.
We need more information on what the dog problem might be.
One of the dogs was growling at the other dog, and that's all I got out of it. And I said, it's fine. Just go.
So it's a mystery as well.
Yeah. 30 seconds into the podcast.
I feel bad that I don't have anything I need to attend to in the middle of the podcast.
Larry, do you want a bunny gummy?
I could probably pee, maybe, but I'm not going to do that.
I'm going to send you a bunny gummy in the mail.
Just,
in an envelope.
Just one.
Would you stop shoving those in your mouth hole? We're doing a podcast. Both of you. Both of you. Behave. You know, straighten up.
One thing that I really regret is that we can't, well, there are a couple of reasons why, but we can't have like beer episodes anymore. Because we're not in the same place. We can't like taste the same beer. And then, you know, Larry is, you know, has become a nun. So we can't.
I will imbibe with you guys a little bit when they come up. We could organize one.
I suppose that's true. We could get day drunk.
Do it remotely.
Yeah. Let's get day drunk.
We could each get the same beer and taste it at the same time.
Or we could each get our own beer and compare it across the airwaves.
That's possible too.
Yeah.
Well, see, everything's coming back. I'd like to think that the sonic quality is re-entering the realm of not sounding like we're broadcasting from Saturn. we're just slowly but surely figuring out these little things that these times require. I think that the YAF calls a little later, I think they're going to be pristine.
Ooh.
For the first time ever. Yeah.
You've done some thanking this week, Mr. Chan.
Dude, I have been, you would not believe the mess of wires here. I look like... I don't know. Keith Emerson's fucking Moog synthesizer. There's so many wires coming in and out of this patch bay over here. But I think finally I figured out, and simplicity was the answer. It was finding simplicity, bringing it down to one mixer, and there's your answer.
Don't forget the gummies; those help too.
My gummies are fucking great.
Yeah, stop shoving those in your face.
I feel like I'm about to just take this headphone off and just go find some candy and then just eat it because I'm sitting there watching them eat. This is making me hungry.
And come back in a half
hour. Yeah, exactly. When it's over so I can sing, so I can butcher the outro.
Sounds good. Hey, how's the week been? Larry, how was your week?
It's been exactly like every other. They have blended in to each other. That's not true. I took a quick trip into Los Angeles this week.
So you did?
I did have a change of venue. I had a project that could only be done, in person. So I actually snuck back into the workplace.
I had a project that could only be done at Jumbo's Clown. Which is
surprisingly still open. I mean, essential workers. You know what I'm saying? Ugh.
How'd you like to disinfect that place?
Essence.
But I realized how used to this I've gotten, how much I am not looking forward to going back to normal because I'm really enjoying this. Uh-huh. I mean, not the idea of people being sick and, you know, I get a little stir crazy and all that. And it was nice to be in the car actually going somewhere. And that was all cool. But man, I am really used to this working from home thing.
I'm digging it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something about it. It's funny when the engineer at the 88.5 FM who set us up to broadcast from home. The first one he set up to do it was Nick Harcourt, because it's, you know, it's in the morning. And so he set him up to broadcast, you know, with the equipment first, gave him a laptop and mixer and all that, you know, loaded software on this laptop and everything that makes it all possible. And I said, so he's ready to go? He goes, yeah, I think you're going to be hard-pressed to get him back in here. Because Genie's out of the bottle at this point. If you can do all this stuff from home, it makes it a lot easier.
Well, I know. I mean, there are some things we can't do. We can't take phone calls, but that's probably something solvable. But I just wonder how is the rest of the world going to respond? And not just in terms of people who are doing the working from home, but how are companies especially – I hate to get this real deep here, but you know, if companies are already going to be struggling financially and revenues have been down and they're going to look at how they're being efficient right now without having to lease out a bunch of office space and have a bunch of people physically in there, and they've already got the infrastructure set where people are doing their jobs pretty well from home, how much of this is going to be maybe the new normal for
it's folks? True. I think it was, wasn't it? Sam last week. By the way, that's the voice of Larry Morgan, Josh Fligger, you heard just a moment ago. I'm Andy Chanley, and Sam Farmer is on assignment at the NFL draft as we're recording this.
Yep.
Yeah. But I think it was Sam who said it last week, Larry. He said, you know, this is going to create efficiencies. Yeah. This is going to have people realize, oh, we don't need, as you said, to you know, burn a bunch of coal to keep the lights on in the office building when people can just do this stuff remotely. But you're exactly right. With the business that we do, you know, I need to have artists come in and perform.
You know,
once it's safe to do that, and we need to take phone calls and those kinds of things.
Because of this,
Josh, what about you? I mean, because couldn't you see yourself basically doing this?
Oh,
forever.
Absolutely. It's going to be hard for them to justify to bringing us back. You know, I mean, like, why pay for this big workspace when we're basically doing? I don't. But you said, you know, maybe have some – one of the things we can't do is take phone calls or something like that. I literally have never had a phone call at my desk. I have a phone, and I don't even know how it works. Right. So it's like I'm doing 100% exactly the same thing I'm doing if I would be in the office. So I don't understand why it would be necessary for us to even go back. But you know what's going to be a bad side effect about this whole thing? Is everybody's going to get real ugly. You know what I mean? And I'm not just, like, I'm talking the men and the women. We're all just going to be ugly because nobody's going to give a shit anymore. We're just going to go.
And some people didn't have much room to go.
Oh, I know. I mean, I was at the grocery store this morning and I saw some slob in flip flops, pajamas, and he had like a white t-shirt with pizza stains on. I was like, dude, just because we're all in quarantine doesn't mean you don't have to just put on a clean shirt while you're in the grocery store. It was gross. So people are going to be gross.
I think you're right. People are going to recognize how much more important it is to be comfortable and flabby, and how many more gummy bunnies they can eat, and nobody's going to see them anymore.
Do you guys stay in like pajamas when you get up and start your day, or do you like get?
I've done that a lot.
I can't
I've
do
done
it.
That a lot. I've done it a lot.
I feel like I need to get dressed to come out here and do my show. I can't do it. Like right now, I'm wearing sweatpants because I was just outside working on my fascia.
He had to say that word. I think somebody paid him to say that word today.
Can I tell you one nice moment, one tender moment while I was doing
it,
though?
A tender moment with your fascia?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
At one point, I was measuring, doing a measurement on to get it exactly right, this first piece of fascia on my roof. And I measured it, and then I marked it with a T-square or with an L-square that was my dad's. And I got his tools after he passed away. So in a way, this is my Fajr's fashion.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
I'm leaving the podcast.
I thought for a second. This is Josh, it. What the hell, man?
I'm going to go get some gummies. I'll be back in 45 minutes.
No. As long as they're edibles, man, because that's the only way we're going to get through this. No. I mean, I thought for a moment, my heart dropped for a minute because it was like, oh, I can't really make fun of him for this one.
It
had this family connection, this familial thing, and he was really burying his. And then it's just like,
and then he did that.
My father's.
I had something on the tip of my tongue, and then when I heard it was the father's, I was like, reeled in, Josh. This is good. You don't want to look like the jerk here. And then he drops the father's fascia.
Exactly. And then he literally, it was the podcast, the socially distant podcast equivalent of kicking us in the balls was what that was just now. I'm still trying to get my breath.
I feel like I learned a lesson today. That's what I learned. There's something to be learned
never,
from this. Never let him finish
the
story.
Never give him an inch.
Yep, exactly.
Well, it's your fault by bringing up he didn't. He actually brought it up himself. He was going. He had every intention of getting there.
Trust me, I will never intentionally say the word fascia.
At any rate, I'm wearing loose fitting sweatpants because it's hot as balls right now.
And
I was doing some stuff outside.
I am way too comfortable in my. That dog thing is really.
Yeah, they're going ape shit bananas right now.
I kind of want to hear the adventure of Josh trying to pull two dogs apart. See what the hell's going on.
Seriously, go ahead. I'm gonna.
Okay.
Just go ahead. I'll be right.
Should we hold
for
you?
Give me 30 seconds.
You want to hold?
Yeah, go ahead. I got nothing.
The only thing I was going to say was that I actually it's
well, you got to mute it before you go.
You don't want to hear me yell at the dogs?
Howard is going to hear us.
No, I kind of want to hear him yell at the dogs.
All right, yeah, leave it going.
Right,
leave it going,
I'll be right back.
All right. This might be my favorite part of the podcast.
Larry? Yeah.
It's such a big deal when I who did you know was not barking?
My son literally, I asked him why they were barking. He says, I don't know. I'm not barking. And I said, yes, I'm aware that you're not barking.
Well, that sounds like a guilty conscience right there.
Wow.
Wasn't me barking,
no,
Dad.
No, wasn't me. And I got the fat dog's just staring at me. He's whatever. Anyway, yeah, I have to take a shower. And I continue my routine. I get up at like 6:30. And I take a shower, and I make myself put on like shorts that I would wear if I was going to work or if I was going to something that is semi decent. If I stay in pajamas.
If it was like super casual Friday at work.
Yeah, no, I can't wear basketball shorts or anything like that because then I still feel that I'm not that I'm. I'll slowly just. Pretty soon I'll just start showering, then all of a sudden I'll just not give a shit about anything anymore. Yeah.
It's a big deal when I mean it's a big enough deal that I actually have a song called I'm Wearing Pants Like a Big Boy that I sing and parade around the house. I mean I'm not kidding. I actually put on I think on Monday or Tuesday Alex was sitting out in our living room, and I came out singing, I'm wearing pants like a big boy. And,
please tell me you were marching.
It was like Music Man. Yeah.
And so it's like a George M. Cohen production here. Are there verses to it? Can you give us the full?
Right now, that's all I got. But I told Alex, go ahead and work something up.
I was just going to say, can you have him maybe work something up for us for that?
Yeah, I mean, he's the musician, and it's a little too close to Mel Brooks' I Wanna Be a Producer. But, he can He can skirt the copyright issues with that. But yeah, it is that big a deal that if I actually put on grown-up pants, that
I haven't worn pants.
There's a full production number around it.
I haven't worn pants, like actual pants, since this thing started. It's been 100% shorts all the time.
See? There you go.
But
they're 100%. 100% shorts.
Josh Flinger, 100% shorts all the time.
We're getting t-shirts made. There we go.
Get the new mug.
Yeah, I'm just too comfy. And I also, because I kind of book in my day, like I start very comfy. I get up way too early still. So I get up and try and get some work done and everybody else is asleep. So I'm not going to, you know, shower and get all dressed. And then I usually try and get a good hunk of work in. And then I try and get some exercise early afternoon, where Charlotte and I will go and walk somewhere, or I'll do a run or something. So I'm not going to put on clothes to take them off, to put on workout stuff, to just kind of put clothes back on again. And then by the time we're done with exercise and I shower and stuff, it's like, well, I might as well just be comfy for dinner later. And so a whole, you know, several days will go by before my big boy pants are seen by anybody.
How close are we to the home haircuts? Have we gotten any closer?
Oh, really close.
Yeah, me too.
Really close.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen because I don't trust Laura. She can't.
I might do mine myself.
She can't. Yeah, I'm worried about it. Well, I don't know what to do at this point.
I'm in a buzz cut stage in my life right now anyway, so it's going to be very hard. I mean, the only thing I'm going to screw up is slicing my head open and bleeding to death, which would be bad. But
do you have a Flobee?
We talked about the Flobie.
My brother had the Flobie.
No, that's right. So that I wonder that if might Flobie be the way to go to get the skyrocketing.
I wonder how much a Flobie is on eBay. It's like $200.
Oh God. Well, let me tell you about something else that is really a prime commodity right now online. We found out this last weekend, right, that on. By Friday, by yesterday, that it was going to be like 93 degrees out here in the valley.
Yeah.
And so, Laura, you know, we have this 4x10 foot pool, this inflatable pool
that
we've set up the last couple of years. Well, you know, we usually go through two or three of them in a season because, you know, inevitably a seam, you know, comes apart or whatever. So, and they're only like $30. So it's like, right. Who gives a shit? Well, we had always, you know, talked about, you know, maybe we do something, you know, nicer at some point, but, you know, I still had the one from last year. So I pull it out on Monday, I guess, to give it a try to see, you know, to air it up. And I get it aired up and I get it filled up with water. And I hear as I turn the water off and everything and the you know, the little filler, the blow thing, that the electric, you know, but I don't know what the inflator. And I turn it all off.
The blow thing, you know,
the electric,
the air maker,
the electric blow thing. Yeah. Anyway, I turn it off, and then, you know, it's quiet out there, and I hear,
yeah,
oh.
So I'm like, what's going on here? And I look around, I follow my ear to find, sure enough, there's a hole right there on the front. So I patch that hole and I put some tape on that hole and I patch it. I'm like, got it taken care of. At least it'll be okay for today. You know, we'll order another $30 pool and it'll come in a couple of days. Well, I turn my back on it and come inside and Laura says, well, that's a bummer. I'm like, what? The hole in the pool. I'm like, how did you know? I didn't even tell you. She goes, are you kidding me? I look out the window and it looks like a flaccid mess of, there was a hole somewhere else. It was just, you know, the water was all over the patio in the backyard. So that was no good, right? And so she says, well, can you buy one and try to get it here as soon as it's going to take forever to get here? And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. And I look on Amazon anyway. There are no pools. Like, it was hard to find one of those inflatable pools. Now, they were out of stock, and the ones they had were, like, you know, $90. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And they were a third of that, you know, last year. So I look around locally, you know, like at Target and so forth, and see if anybody has any in stock. Because that's essential shopping, right?
Sure.
And I find that they have one of these pools, these $34 pools, at the Burbank Target. And so she runs over there and goes in, and there's a long line to get in and all this bullshit. And she finally gets in, and when she gets back there to the sporting goods department, there's only one box on the shelf. And it's this above ground, 12 foot in diameter, 2.5 feet tall pool. It's like $160. And we had talked about getting one of these, you know, before and setting it up. But I'm like, I don't know where to put it. So anyway, she shows up at home with it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I know it's going to take forever to put it together and figure all that stuff out. But
wait, hold
that's
on,
what
hold
I did
on.
For
it
the
cut
next
out.
3 hours.
I got cut out. I missed a bunch. Did you actually, you got the pool?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Does it come with like a water filter and everything?
Oh yeah,
yeah. I know exactly. It's like a little legit outside above ground pool.
Yeah, it's like as big a pool as I could have on my property. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, there are nice above ground pools you can purchase, but I didn't, and I can't be any bigger than it is to fit on the only level, reasonably level patch of property I have. So, you know, this is about as big as it can be. I'd love to have one in the ground someday. Hey, my muffins are done. I'd love to have one in ground someday.
Maybe those were edibles. he's all over the fucking place today.
You should build the pool right beside that little like treehouse thing, and then everybody could jump from the treehouse into the 2 foot pool.
That sounds like a patently bad
Father
idea.
Father of the year.
Yeah. But anyway, I set this fucking pool up. Can I just tell you? I don't know what I've been doing with my life up until now. The last few days have been amazing. With all four of us can be in there on floaties, and you know, Laura and I are floating around with cups of wine and just having a great time. And the kids are loving it. I don't know where it's been all my life. It's one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me.
Wow, really?
Nice. Yeah.
Well, then pool party for the next. I mean, forget the beer episode. We're having the pool cocktail episode.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Your next engineering feat will be to snake all the wires and everything out there and set up a podcast situation that won't
electrocute myself. Oh, could you imagine that? Yeah. Us all out there floating, doing the that's heaven.
Oh, I'm diving in. I'm going to dive in and destroy that pole. One second.
Just one good Josh Cannonball, and it's gone.
I'm going to actually start at the end of the driveway and run, and I'm not even going to jump into the pole. I'm just going to run right through it. like the Kool-Aid,
hey,
man.
Hey, Kool-Aid!
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
That's great. Then like the next day, so I get the thing set up, right? And Lara has ordered Vivian's grandmother has purchased a chest of drawers for her, a dresser, because the one that she had was actually the changing table that we bought when Silas was coming. And, you know, we had stacked books and stuff on top of it where you have the changing part. And then there were bookshelves in the middle and then two drawers below. So it was enough to take care of a little kid's, you know, a tiny toddler's needs. But it's gotten to the point where she has so much stuff, we needed something bigger. And so her Grammy very graciously offered to purchase a chest of drawers. And so I get a few minutes in the pool the second day. But the third day, which was, Thursday... this thing arrives and it comes down that I need to put it together.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God, I put together a lot of things in my life. This was a Byzantine Gordian knot of a motherfucker to put together. There were not two things put together in it. It's like all of the little wooden nubs, you know, little dowels. Yeah. I must have put in 300 of those. And then you got to take that and put on, you know, every single part was individual. It took me no shit 4 hours to put this thing together.
Did it say? And I'm pretty. Is it one of those ones that say like, and this is where you put the glue and everything? Did you?
Yes.
And I'm like, screw you! I ain't put no glue on this thing. I've never followed the glue rule.
I put the glue in.
It'll hold together.
Yeah, exactly.
But I ran out of their glue that they included like a third of the way in. I'm like, son of a bitch! So I went out and found some glue, some wood glue, and honest to God, it went for 4 hours, and I finally get it done, and I was so pissed. But it's lovely.
Well, at least it worked out. When Alex first moved back, he needed a new bed frame, and Charlotte shopped around and had one sent to us, and it shows up. And it was a metal frame. It wasn't like hugely expensive, but it was one of those deals where it wasn't just kind of a frame and some slats, which would have been pretty easy peasy. Mm-hmm. It was like metal rods across every single one of them, but there were like support, you know, rods in between. And it was the same kind of deal. It was like, oh my God, this is going to take forever. And it was also a full size bed. So it wasn't like, you know, you had to kind of set it up in the room because it wasn't
right. You had to build it there.
The door frame. And, right. And it was just, it was, pardon the expression, constant screwing. It was way more screwing than that bed's probably ever going to see. Oh, sorry, Alex. But it was one of those things where it's like 50 different pieces going together and trying to kind of balance one for the other so that the sides are straight, and then it's starting to come together. And I get to the end, and that bed headboard is the last piece you assemble, and there's no way it's going to fit. There's zero chance this thing is fitting. And I'm like hammering it, and I'm trying to kind of bend things. It's like, this is a flawed piece of furniture, and I only discovered it as I get to the very end of it. And as long as it took me to put together, it took twice as long to take apart and put back in the box. And it was one of those things where when Charlo looked into it, the company was like, yeah, you can just trash it. I was like, oh, okay. So you don't even need me to return it. You know it's a piece of crap. Right.
You know, what's great is putting this thing together, the instructions. One part of it says, glue and hammer in these dowels into three places on this panel, then put the drawer supports on each of these dowels, glue them and hammer them down, then screw them with the number D or letter D screws in three places along each side in nine locations on the panel. I turn the page and it says, but first, I'm like, what? Fuck!
That's why
make
they
sure
say,
these holes are all pointing the same direction. I'm like, son of a bitch.
That's why they always say, read. I mean, and how many of us have actually read the instructions from front to back first?
No, come on.
And how many of us
red-blooded man.
Or laid out every piece of equipment and checked it with the.
I'm not sure I even read them. I just look at them like Lego instructions. Just be like, okay, that goes there.
Well, that's kind of how they come now. Yep. There's so many things that are sent out internationally that they didn't even bother with any language whatsoever. It is all pictorial at this point. It's just
like the stuff IKEA stuff with that guy with the big nose.
Yep. It's just everything is just like. This letter goes with this piece going in this hole, and there's lines drawn to it and arrows with each picture. And you just had to kind of have to sit there and use your interdimensional ability to see, you know, 4D through this piece of paper to figure out, oh, okay, and look for the somewhat subtle, similar markings on the thing that you're looking at. Ugh.
Yeah, it's just absolutely nuts. Well, the thing that I'm afraid of is that I have to do this whole. By the way, there is a hole in my hand from the screwdriver. You know, when you get the blister on your, there is the size of a dime. There's a hole in my right hand. But I'm gonna have to go through all of this again in like a week. Because are you finding that the more time you spend in your house, the more projects you find?
I fixed everything in this house. Like I'm breaking shit now just so I can fix it.
Well, I'm in a brand new house, so it's been lot of assembly and moving stuff around and trying to figure out where things fit.
Well, Silas is compromised for space in his room, and so he's got like a he has a twin bed in there, right? You know, a single bed. But it, you know, takes up a lot of space. And then we put, you know, something underneath there. You have a little storage room, but not much. Anyway, I threw out the idea of, hey, what would you think about a loft bed?
Oh, that's what we...
Where we could put the bed up, and then you could have, you know, like room for a desk and stuff underneath.
That's what we that's what we got for Owen. We got him a loft bed with a... And that thing was a pain in the ass to build, but it has, like, stairs going up the side that have drawers on them, so there's extra storage, you know, for, like, clothes and socks and stuff like that.
Nice.
And it's... Because he also has a smallish room, but that thing's just... saved us a ton, because now he plays under there. It's like a whole new little play space.
That's the thing, is I found one, you know, did a lot of shopping for it, because, you know, how anal I am. But I found one that's, it's steel, and it looks sturdy as shit, but underneath it, on one end is a desk, and on the other end is bookshelves. So even more books, you know, storage space. And then there's room in between those for, yeah, oh, my God, if I would have had that when I was – we had bunk beds. So I guess I got to do that. You know, you put a sheet in, you know, underneath the upper mattress, and it hangs down, and you've got, you know, your own little clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be awesome for him. It's going to be great to have that space.
Let me give you a little tip. Make sure you turn the ceiling fan off when he goes to bed.
That sounds like the voice of experience.
There's a story there.
Maybe someday. Yeah, we've permanently disabled the ceiling fan. Now it can't come on anymore. See, took it.
Are you worried about him coming rolling out of that bed?
No. They have the sides are high enough where he would have to, like, force himself off. You know what I mean?
It's have to get some inertia, yeah, get some momentum going.
He'd have to get pretty fast steamroller going to go flying over the edge of that. And plus, it's on one side. It's in a corner, so that it's on one side of a wall, the other side. He's fine. But yeah, that thing saved us a ton.
Hey, Andy, yeah, so I totally forgot about. I wasn't prepared for this earlier. Can you just say your fascia punchline one more time? Just the punchline. And Josh, don't say anything.
I'm sorry.
So, you know, in a way, that was my fascia's fascia. Is that crickets?
Yeah. You're coming over like super digital in my ears here.
Mine too.
But, and
I am?
Yeah.
A hole, please. And we're back. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Anyways. Yeah, I love my Rodecaster. It's fantastic. It's just basically a small little mixing board. As you can hear, it's got built-in sound effects already. Plus, I can store all sorts of different beds on there, and it's just got a little button pad where I can, you know, hit it. And
can you put the Low Energy Mike theme song on there?
Oh yeah, I could. I could play it down the line.
That could be lovely.
Yeah.
But since you brought it up, I should probably do this.
Oh. Low energy bike.
Low energy bike. There we go. Okay. I've got a phone call here, guys. Exciting. That I thought you might want to listen to. This phone call, do you know where it came in? It came in on the YAF line, and that number is 626. I've got to look at it across the room. 657-6428. You know what? I should have just remembered it from the mnemonic device.
What is it? He doesn't remember that.
Clearly it's worked. Oh, a muck. PM hat.
There you go.
Here's a telephone call, if you please.
Is this the part where it works perfectly?
No! Oh, God!
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh.
It's only when I'm ready to do it here on the radio.
Death, taxes, and that.
I only had the Rodecaster Pro.
Can you hear?
Yep. It's muffled.
You can't hear it? Okay, hold on. Let me just play it for you. Okay, hold on. Just hold the fuck on.
Jeez. Have another gummy bear. Press play.
Wait.
You got to press play on it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold, pause.
Yeah.
Hold. Here we go.
Hey, Yappers. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. Sunday, Ozzy the Trail Dog told me that it was time to go mountain biking. So we went to the lowest trailhead at Mount Emily Recreation Area and started to climb. We went until the snow patches on the trail became just too much of a pain in the ass. This was at an elevation of about 4,300 feet. I was taking it easy on the way back down, as I don't want to be visiting the ER. Ozzy just thinks I'm being a pussy. Ozzy can think what he wants. We ended up with just over 14 miles of riding and 2,300 feet of elevation gain. My legs were telling me it should have been an 8-mile ride. But hey, I made it. Not bad for an old codger. Work this week has been fairly busy. Building rock walls, digging for plumbing, hauling roofing debris to the dump. What the hell didn't I do this week? Pretty good week for a ditch digging man.
Yep.
Talk to you later.
So there you have it.
Wow.
Before you say anything,
play the song.
Let me say this.
That was Low Energy Mike. That was Low Energy Mike.
There you go. Low Energy Mike, ladies and gentlemen.
I think was it Ozzy? Is that the dog's name?
Ozzy.
Ozzy the trail dog.
He's got a very special relationship, sounds like.
I know. I like that dog's attitude.
Yeah.
He seems like he don't put up with shit.
Low Energy Mike is living his best life, don't you think? I mean.
Yeah, but I worry a little bit that he's Davey Berkowitz.
Really?
He hears dogs talking to him, telling him to.
I think you don't interpret that. I think he's just, you know, he's got a very close relationship. He's got a connection with his canine.
Right.
But now, why is it when you say that, it just sounds weird?
Well, that's pretty much everything that I say, apparently.
That's true. Yeah. We got another call that came in here. Who wants to hear it?
I do.
Me. Mr. Chanley, I would.
All right, then. Hold tight.
Hey, this is Ed. Hey, Dean's in a t-shirt. But going on about the show on Thursday, man, it's just outrageously wrong. There's something, somebody's got the nose plugged up, sniffing, and 58, 85, I'm not sure. What the hell? Guys, come on. You're better than that. You're artificial brand. Love you. Bye.
What happened?
All right. So I'm not sure what.
What was that about?
What's the issue?
I don't know. The transcription says, "Hey, this is said. Hey, T-shirt going on about the show on Thursday. I know Regis Lee wrong or something. Somebody's got a nose plug out and took 58.85. Yep, love ya.
Oh, that's what I thought he said.
Yeah, was there a bunch of vomit noises too?
I don't know. But it sounded like they started their Friday early.
Oh, okay. Nose plugs.
Wow.
Just a little early.
All right.
If you want to call and make a comment, by all means, do so. It can be anything. If you want to bother to have a point, that's always good too. Yeah,
I think what Andy's trying to say is it doesn't have to be coherent, but we would prefer it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's always better.
Yeah.
And maybe I should start screening the phone calls to make.
Oh, you
no.
think?
No, that's no fun.
Why should I?
Maybe anyway, we got a new feature here. It's like everybody play at home. Interpret the phone call.
Yeah.
You guys, can anybody tell us what that guy was trying to say?
Don't know. Well, I know that every. Can you hear my stomach growling right now? By the way,
no.
Every noise that each of us makes because of the proprietary algorithm of Zoom when we're doing it, it takes any noise. Like if I go, it will take over the audio and it gets amplified. So right. That's what you get. So if Josh coughs or my stomach growls or Larry it clears his throat, that's a lovely belching, by the way. That's not, whoever just called, that's for you. That is for you.
Yeah, I unplugged my nose for you.
Have you been hearing my farts the whole time?
But they just sound so helpless. Frank.
You know what's weird?
66-657-6428 is that number.
I farted like 24 times in the first 2 hours, helpless. And I was thinking, I'm like, thank God I'm not in the office.
It just sounds so pitiful.
Thank God that I didn't have to, because I would have to get up like every 30 seconds and go crop dust the hallway.
Yeah. Okay. You also don't know that I'm not doing this from the toilet right now. I'm a multitasker, guys. I've gotten that skill down.
What was it you told him? Sit on his router like it's a toilet.
Sit on top of your router. My point was I was trying to get him close to the Wi-Fi hub. Like it's a toilet.
You gotta play it close to the hub.
Yeah.
Close to the hub.
Just trying to think in terms that Josh would relate to, I guess.
You guys are bouncing it out for me.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, the Yaff Crap store, it's yaffcrap.com for your Yaff Crap needs. Currently, there's only one kind of Yaff Crap, and it's those cups. But by all means.
But there's two sizes.
There are two sizes.
Yeah, so it's not like there isn't variety there.
It's true. The big one, it looks like it's pretty big. Like you could, you could put a potted plant in it if you want.
Yeah.
What a great idea. Have a little potted plant on your desk.
In the large cup. Did we lose you, Josh? Are you still there?
I can understand about 30% of the shit you're saying.
Oh, all right. All right.
Well, we're playing. Recording in your set in your. Yeah, you're recorded in your private location, so we'll be able to pull it all together. I think it's going to sound lovely when it's done.
Oh,
but at any rate, so go check those things out. And the other thing is, people, if they aren't completely put off by the content or the attitude of us, they can go and they can rate these. Where do they go? Is it on iTunes?
Anywhere that you listen you to your favorite podcasts, you should be able to rate it. If it's specifically Apple Podcasts or iTunes, if you're going old school. Rate and subscribe and give us a description, because if you're nice about it, it helps other people find
it. Yeah,
and
it's true.
Find us on Facebook, too. You can find us there.
Yeah, and look, there are better podcasts than this. Let's be honest.
They're all better.
There are better ones, but nobody's tried harder in the last fucking month to get these cats herded into one little pen than...
are you ending your dongle quest?
Oh, the dongle quest is done.
So you just give you've given up on the dongle. No more. Andy says dongle.
No,
I got a Fajon now. I don't need a dongle.
The dongle's right here. I'm looking at the dongle.
Oh, you got the Burbank dongle, right?
I got the Burbank dongle. Okay. Hong Kong dongle, no good. Chinese dongle hasn't even arrived yet.
I thought it was turning around and going back home.
No, they said it was too late to catch it. So I think that dongle's still going to come one day.
Ooh. Gonna wipe that dongle down.
My dongle's gonna come.
Wow. Yeah. It's surprising that we don't have more subscribers.
It really is.
With witty repartee like that and really zero technical issues ever.
It really is. Friends, I've got to go and work on my fascia.
We all work in the audio business. That's the thing. That's like the only thing any of us do is our main job in life is working with and supplying great audio to people.
This is what we came up with.
This is our best idea. I've got
this. This is on our...
I think it's going to turn out better than it seems right now.
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
Yeah, but what about the content, Andy? Yeah, that's
exactly
what I'm most concerned. Do you have a button on your mixing board that can fix that?
It's lipstick on a pig. Oh, I do have a button on my board that can do something. You guys want to hear it?
I don't know. Yeah.
I can press a button and sound like God.
We don't hear that.
Yeah.
This is the voice of God. You can't hear that?
You just sound like you.
You sound... This is Andy. I sound like Andy.
Some people think I sound like Frankenstein Jr. But really, I'm the safety bug. Maybe it'll come through on.
Sounds like you need to order. Need to order a Chinese button.
Burbank button. How can people get a hold of you, Josh, to send you a picture of their dongle?
Joshua J. Booker at gmail.com. Yeah.
Larry.
Well, you can just go to, magically, I'll appear on Instagram if you go The Larry Morgan on the Insta. The Larry Morgan.
On the gram.
Are you an influencer on the Insta?
I'm more of an Instagram model than an influencer.
Right. Yeah. Foot model.
Hand model.
All my parts are modeled on there.
Great to hear you guys.
Oh, right back at you.
Thanks for being here with me.
It's been a blast, Andy. It really has.
We're singing, Josh.
Okay.
People that you don't know like you.
And you treasure to this podcast. We're your heart of
friends. Like a dumpster fire.
Maybe we should stop trying.
No!
There you go. Just end the podcast right there with maybe we should stop trying.
And just make the title a question mark.
Yeah.
Love you, boys.
All right. Have fun.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.